royal challenge. As disconcerting as it may be, this is your birthright. Don't deny what others would kill for, said Joseph, my guardian and occasional lover. The crowd cheered as the hot rain poured down on the lot of us, soaking the already blood-stained arena. With my dagger in my right hand and my UV sword in my left, I gazed at my opponent with pity. Resentment fueled my blood as he lay on the ground, covered in blood, gasping for air. The Emperor, Magnus Sano, who ruled over all three worlds, decreed that his heir must be strong enough to defeat his or her own blood in battle. I'd graduated top of my class at the Red Sun Academy, the most elite special operations school in all of Vampiria. I was bred to kill and feel no emotion. I was a warrior. Kill him! Kill him! Kill him! Chanted the crowd, as my cousin lay on the ground, begging me to end it. I'd never thought this day would come, killing my own blood. All I'd ever wished for was to attain glory in battle, and spread the superiority of the vampire to the far reaches of the universe. I did not intend to involve myself in politics. My place was in battle, not this. End it, Athanasia! Finish it! Screamed my cousin. He'd rather choose death than humiliation, as would any special elite warrior. My resentment for him faded. He was ready to die. But was I prepared to kill? If you show weakness, if you falter, your uncle will excommunicate you from the Triworld Collective, and you'll be a wanderer for the rest of your immortal life, said Joseph. I removed my communication device from my ear and threw it to the ground. I didn't need Joseph in my head right now. The thought that my uncle would see his son perish this day had my mind rattled. The rain washed the blood from my cousin's face as he rested there, completely helpless. His limbs were spread to his sides, and he gave me an odd smirk. The Emperor stood from his black crystal throne and marveled at the massive arena filled with bloodthirsty vampires, screaming for my cousin's death. I looked up at the sky as the rain stopped. The clouds cleared, and the bright crescent moon lit up the night. If I killed him, I'd take my place in the Emperor's hall, where I would remain at court. I'd be a political puppet to be paraded around for show. There was no way I could endure such a life. I dropped my UV sword and dagger, turned my back on my dying cousin, and gazed at the holographic screen of the Emperor. I had to try to reason with him. Indeed, he would spare his own son, or at least I hoped he would. But before I could say a single word, I was ambushed and tackled to the ground, my own dagger at my neck, with the full weight of my cousin's body on top of me. Sympathy begets weakness. Weakness begets death. Only the strong are worthy of life, shouted my cousin, as the crowd roared. He dug his clawed hands into my neck and raised the dagger above his head. He intended to end me with a fatal blow to my chest. The look in his eyes said it all. I'd seen that look many times before. He was more than ready to take my life and claim his position at court. As he brought down the dagger, I pushed him off, lifted my knees to his chest, and kicked him high into the air with the full force of my legs. He sliced my cheek and ear just as I was able to avoid the brunt of his strike. The bastard. I grabbed my UV sword and leaped into the air. He was still coughing up blood as we glided side by side. The moment my cousin opened his eyes, the last thing he saw was my blade coming toward him. The wind blew through my hair, and blood rage filled every vessel in my body. I kicked him in the chest and decapitated him in midair. Everything that he was turned to ash as I landed on the blood and rain-soaked ground on my fist and knee. My cousin's ashes slowly fell from the sky, and I stood victorious. The crowd went crazy as the glory of what I'd done invigorated the bloodlust within them. I was indeed the victor, and I would take my place at court. The Emperor licked his fangs and howled happily at the death of his son. The Empress, Ophelia Sano, laughed with glee and licked her mate's neck. The reaction to seeing their own flesh and blood die in this arena put me on edge. But it wasn't unexpected. This was, as one would say, the way of the vampire. I sheathed my dagger, deactivated my UV sword, and attached it on my hip. The fight was over, and I was the last survivor. Thousands of people in the arena and billions of others who were watching on their holographic monitors roared and clapped over my victory. I had prepared for this all of my life, and it was finally coming to fruition. The countless hours of training on distant worlds, the multiple combat missions, the zero-gravity martial art drills, and the various deadly weapons certifications had all led me to this. I was a killer, the perfect weapon. Now, I was to be the ideal politician. The Emperor would have his way with me. Whatever command he gave, I'd follow, just like a damn puppet. Vampiria, Carathra, and Necropolia, hear your ruler, shouted my uncle, with his hand extended in the air. Within seconds, the entire arena was silent. Everyone was on their best behavior around my uncle. He was ruthless, bloodthirsty,